Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is an amazing story about the Baal Shem Tov. So we all know that the Baal Shem Tov was the first Hasidic Rebbe, or now you do. But what made his neshama so special that he was able to teach the inner essential secrets of the Torah? How did he earn that? So this story tells us that the soul of the Baal Shem Tov was not a new soul. It had been here in this world before. And in its previous lifetime, as we may or may not know, that souls sometimes, usually, live in this world for more than one time. For example, in the Zohar it says that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, was the same soul as Hevel, the son of Adam and Chava. Even more famous is that Pinchas, the Kohen, was the same neshama as Eliyahu HaNavi, or Eliyahu HaNavi was the same neshama as Pinchas. So the Baal Shem Tov also had a neshama that had been here in this world before. And what was the story with that neshama? Well, when he was a bar mitzvah boy, he was already very holy, and he did something on his bar mitzvah that was so special and so holy that all the malachim became very excited, and all the shemayim became very excited. And everybody wanted to know, what was it that was so special? And so a very special malach was sent down to the earth to find out. And this very special malach, who dressed up as a person, said to the Baal Shem Tov, who was not the Baal Shem Tov yet, but said to the boy, who had the same soul as the Baal Shem Tov many hundreds of years later, what was it that you did that was so special? What was it you did that was so outstanding? And the boy said, I'm not going to tell anybody. What I did on my bar mitzvah was just between me and Hashem. I'm not going to tell anybody. And so the messenger said to the boy, if you tell me, then I will promise to show you many, many secrets, Eliyahu HaNavi and so forth. But the boy said, no, I don't need any reward. What I did on my bar mitzvah was something which is just between me and Hashem. And now the malachim were even more excited. As he was a young boy who was so dedicated to Hashem that he didn't care about any reward. He wasn't going to tell the secret thing that he did that was in some way a special dedication to Hashem. And so therefore, after he lived his life and his neshama went up to heaven, the Beis Din Shelemaila, the heavenly court, decided that he should come down again and become the Baal Shem Tov, a person who would be able to bring the light of Torah, and especially the light of Chassidus, the inner spiritual part of Torah, into the rest of the world. That is the story. Thank you very much for joining us for the story of the day. What is the lesson for us? It is that sometimes we do things in Torah mitzvahs And we let other people know about it. And sometimes we can do things that are just between us and Hashem. And there is room for both. If we do things that other people know about, it may inspire other people to increase in Torah mitzvahs. But sometimes it's more correct to do something or some things that are just between us and Hashem. And that is also very special. Thank you for joining the story of the day.